Okay, we're going to start Tesa Med Aleph. Even though we're on 9.8.3, we're going to start 9.8.2. And we're 11 lines in the top of the page. The bottom line of the Gemara so far is Rabbi Elazar said a statement that if a man comes and says, Pesach Pesuch Matzasi, that I found an open door, meaning basically he's saying, my wife's not a virgin, and she committed adultery before we got married. So he's believed that she cannot stay married to him. And like we learned, and we're going to learn, but the ksuba, he has to pay her, because there's no proof that she committed adultery. Because obviously, if she committed adultery, you kill her. Okay? But there's no proof. But because what we said, the very important rule, shavya anaf shechaticha di isura, he placed something forbidden upon himself. Because he said this woman committed adultery, he's basically saying this woman cannot stay married to me, and therefore he's forbidden. So the Gemara asked the question, why? The Chayra, it should be allowed because of it's a double doubt. Number one, maybe it was before the Kedushin, maybe it was after the Kedushin. And maybe, if it was after the Kedushin, maybe she was raped. And then it's, again, permissible for the husband. So there's a double doubt that should permit her anyway to the husband. So the Gemara answers two answers. One speaking is the wife of a Kohen, and therefore there's only one doubt. Was it before the Kedushin or after the Kedushin? Because a wife of a Kohen who's raped, God forbid, cannot stay married to her husband. Or the Gemara says, it's speaking about the wife of a Yisrael, but the father accepted Kedushin for her before under the age of 3. So therefore, even if she did live with somebody, it was definitely after the Kedushin. Okay? And then the Gemara asks the Chayra, it's a statement that says clearly in a braisa, what's the Rabbi Elazar saying? So the Gemara answers. Okay. Now the Gemara answers like this. The Gemara asks a question. Did Rabbi Elazar say such a statement? Part of this Gemara we learned already. But Rabbi Elazar says, Enoish in the Sarasabailo, the only time a woman could become forbidden for her husband is only Aliske Kinia Astira, only if there was warning like a Saita. Rabbi Elazar says in a different place, the only time a wife could be forbidden for the husband is if she was warned not to seclude with the man, and she secluded with him. Right? Like the story with David HaMelech and Bathsheba. We'll soon again see what that story is. So the question is, here, Rabbi Elazar has another case that she's forbidden. Rabbi Elazar over there says, oh, the only time a woman can be forbidden for the husband is if he warned her with a saita. But according to Rabbi Elazar, there's another case if he says, Pesach Betzuch Masasi. So the Gemara asks right back, V'tizbira, what are you saying? Like the story of David and Bathsheba? The Tizba Maisa Shoye Bikinu Istirab? Was Bathsheba warned by her husband not to seclude with David and Melech? There's no such thing. But aid Mi Asrua. David and Melech wasn't forbidden to marry Bathsheba, and the proof is he did marry Bathsheba after the whole story. So how can you say, Rabbi Elazar says, the Gemara is just refuting the whole statement of Rabbi Elazar, doesn't make sense the way it sounds. Rabbi Elazar says, the only time a man could forbid his wife is with Kinu Yistira. Like the story of David and Bathsheba. So the Gemara said, first of all, David and Bathsheba never had Kinu Yistira. They were never warned. Secondly, it wasn't also, David and Melech did marry Bathsheba. So we must say, Holy Kasha, Hachi Kamed, this is what he means. Eino Ishin Neseres Al Bailom. A woman could only become forbidden for the husband, alal iske kinu yistira. Only if she was warned, what's the proof from David HaMelech? Not like the story of David HaMelech. In other words, a woman could only be forbidden for her husband if she was warned. How do we know that? Because David lived with Bathsheba, and she wasn't forbidden for him. So in other words, the proof of David HaMelech and Bathsheba proves that the only time a woman is forbidden is if there is kinu, not that there was kinu yistira by David. By David and Bathsheba there was no warning. K'maisa Shoya means the opposite. Just like the story of David and Bathsheba, he was allowed to remain married to her because there was no kinu yistira. So from there you see, the only way a husband becomes forbidden for the wife, the wife becomes forbidden for the husband, if there's kinu v'stidah. But mikama kaim kasha, but nevertheless there's a question on Rabbi Elazar. How could Rabbi Elazar say the only way a wife is forbidden for the husband if she was warned, yeah? He says, kasha kinas tirim pasach pesach lay, but still a question on our Gemara. Because Rabbi Elazar says, the only time a woman is forbidden for the husband, if she was warned. Here she wasn't warned, and he says, Pesach Pesuach, there was, right, she is forbidden. So the Gemara again asks her back with a question. Gemara asks a question on Rabbi Elazar's statement. He says, the only time a woman could be forbidden for the husband, if they were warned. Yeah? He says, what do you mean? And if there's witnesses that she committed adultery? Of course she's forbidden. Right? Mm-hmm. You can't say the only time is when she's warned, because Eid al-Hachi come, and this is what it means. And the Gemara is changing what a beloved statement is. A woman does not become forbidden to stay married to the husband if one witness testified that she committed adultery, only b'shnei edim, if there are two witnesses, not one witness. The kinu yastira, but if she was warned before by the husband not to seclude herself with this guy, afilu be'ed achonami, even with one witness she would be forbidden. And then he says, upesach pasuach, if the guy comes along and he says she was not a virgin, right? Then, like Rabbi Elazar's din here, kishnei edim dami, it's like two witnesses, and she becomes forbidden for the husband. By the way, it doesn't mean two witnesses that you kill her. It means it's like two witnesses that she's forbidden to stay married to him. That's what it means. Okay?
Isar goes into seclusion.
What?
Isar goes
into seclusion. No, then one witness is enough.
Yeah.
But if a guy says, Pesach Pesuach Matzasi, for him, she's believed. He's believed on her like two witnesses testified that she committed adultery. But not to kill her. Not to lose her ksuba. That she, kushava nafshe chatich disur. He forbids herself on him. Or she forbids him on her, rather.
Did we answer why there is only one or there is a two? Petach, Patuach, also the other one? Or did we answer that?
What do you mean?
The only one he said is this case.
No, he says like this. The only time one witness can disqualify her is kinu yastira.
We don't see it in the statement.
I know, but that's what the Gemara's interpret. Because the statement as is can't make sense. He says, the only time a woman is forbidden with kinu yastira, and if there's two witnesses, for sure she's forbidden. She even gets killed. So obviously that's not the statement. So the Gemara's explaining, what does he mean? Rabbi Elazar, somewhere in a different place, wherever it is, says, the only time one witness can disqualify a wife to the husband, if she was warned. If two witnesses came, for sure she's forbidden. Not only that, here Rabbi Elazar adds, if a guy says, Pesach Pesuach Matzasi, I found that she's not a virgin, and he says she committed adultery after the wedding, because after the Kedushin, because there's only one doubt, not two, right? Then he forbids her and him just like two witnesses. In other words, what the Gemara is actually saying, an interesting statement. If I say this is treif for me, it's like two witnesses testified as treif. When a guy says, Pesach Pesuach Matzasi, right, she's not a virgin, yeah, for himself, he's believed like two witnesses testified. But only for himself. You don't kill her for committing adultery because you have no proof. She doesn't lose her ksuba because there's no proof. But as far as he and she are concerned, his forbidding her on him by saying Pesach Pesuch Matzasi is like two witnesses. No, that's not what he's saying. He's saying that the Pesach Pesuch
Matzasi. But that could be because she got hurt, and that's why she's not two.
No, she's not saying that. It's a rare case of mukas eitz, whatever, but it's a very rare case.
This is like you said, I don't know, is it like you said, the hodoad of the person is like no edim? Is exactly the same thing?
Yep. Not only that, it's stronger. If Torah says this is kosher meat, two witnesses come and say, we saw the shochet, we saw them kosher the meat, we saw everything, 100% kosher, yeah? And the guy says, for me, this meat is treif. Is he going against two witnesses?
Mm-hmm.
Technically, he's going against the witnesses,
mm-hmm.
correct? But he still believed.
And do we have to add him?
It's like, for, and himself, it's like two witnesses testify to the straight. Can somebody else eat the meat?
Yeah.
Just he can't. So on himself, he's believed like two witnesses.
Like Edizomimim in a sense?
Not Edizomimim. Why Edizomimim?
Like
we learned last week. I say I owe you money, even though two witnesses say I don't. I still have to pay you the money.
It's stronger.
That's this whole concept, though. It's called Shavya and Nafshe. He places upon himself Chatir di Sura. It's basically, he's testifying on himself, for himself, that this meat is treif. So if a guy testifies on himself that he sinned, he's not believed. If a guy comes to Ben and said, I killed somebody, you don't believe him. Contrary to secular courts today. Today, if a guy comes to court and says, I admit guilt,
he's guilty.
In Torah law, if a guy comes to Ben and says, I just, you see this dead guy in the street, I just killed him. Doesn't do anything.
Why don't we believe him?
Because a person not believed to testify against himself.
He's not believed to
incriminate himself.
Why not? Huh? Maybe he just feels such terrible guilt that he has to admit.
Mitzvah Hashem, we'll get to Daf Yud Ches Amid Beis, if I'm not mistaken. If I'm not mistaken, we'll get to Daf Yud Ches Amid Beis.
When he makes the woman usher on himself, it's the same thing, no?
Yeah. Now when he says Tav Patua, it's the same thing, no?
Yeah.
Yes, so what's he saying?
Here he said it's belief. Over there, if I kill someone, it's not believed. It's contradiction, no? If he says Tav Patua, he's making it bad for himself. Doesn't want to
Yeah,
be,
making so it belief worse in this for case. Himself.
If he says I kill somebody, we don't believe him?
You don't believe because the person is not believed to make himself a Rasha.
But he says...
What's he saying?
He said the wife is not virgin.
Which means she's forbidden for me.
He's making it bad for himself.
It's not a sin. He's not saying I committed a sin. He's saying this piece of meat is also, this woman is also for me.
Yeah.
He's not saying I sinned.
So we believe him.
On himself to forbid something for himself. But not to say that he sinned. By a guy saying I killed somebody, he's making himself a Rasha.
I don't know that.
But then, by him getting punished by Bezin, he'll be doing tshuva through that.
No, there's no tshuva there. What's the tshuva?
It's exerting kosher.
What, the Einar the Mesim starts me Rasha? Yeah, because he's not a kosher witness. Ain't other my time you'd have some base. My time ain't other mason since that's
Mirosha. So we said he's not a kosher witness because he's the Gabadama.
A person not believed to testify that he makes himself a Rosha. He brings in a whole Megillah over here where we learn this out from, whatever. Mm-hmm. But in other words, that's the Chiddush of Rabbi Lazar. The Chiddush of Rabbi Lazar over here, of Pesach, Pesach, Matzasi, he's only believed on himself to forbid the woman for him. She doesn't get killed, she doesn't lose money,
right?
But to forbid him. So this is what the Gemara says. It's not a contradiction to what Rabbi Lazar said somewhere else. Rabbi Lazar said, a man can only become forbidden for his wife if there was kinu, with Eid Echad, if there was kinu estira. Okay? But what happens if there's no seclusion, no warning? One aide, a kosher witness, come and testifies that one woman committed adultery. Is she also to the husband?
No.
Can she get a ksuba? Yes. But if he says Pesach Pesach, because he's forbidding her and himself, then he's believed like two witnesses. Just like a guy can say, this piece of kosher beef is forbidden for me.
Oh, the same thing by kinu yasetira. If the husband say,
if the husband warned her,
one ed is good.
And then that's what the Mishnah says at the beginning of Seita. If the husband warned her, and then one witness has testified.
Not the one, the husband himself. As
no, no. No, he's not. He's a relative.
He's making it like it's a petach batuach, no? It's not the same?
Yeah, he could forbid her on him. Yeah, yeah. But she doesn't drink the water.
No.
Yeah.
The same as petach
batuach. Yeah. But he's not believed.
Pesach suach means that he didn't find any dam shulim, right?
That's not what Rashi says. Tain is dam, no. Tainas Dom Rashi says all the way on top of the page, Taisa speaks on Rashi also, that it's speaking, Taisa says it's a Begetis, but Vegas doesn't always have Dam. Rashi says, because of Chayda, the whole thing, like it says in Chumash, why isn't there Dam Besulim? The guy says, I lived with her and there's no, the door, it's an open door, yeah? So Rashi is alluding to the question, 1 minute. Why isn't there a Dam Besulim problem? Well, he should say, what does it say in the Chumash? A guy lives with, in this week's Parsha, a guy lives with the woman, and he says, Le'matzasi lo Besulim. Yeah. Right? Mm-hmm. See, if there's no blood, Lecher, that's a good proof. But Rashi says, in this case, it wouldn't be a good proof, because speaking, there are certain families, like Rashi, Durkinti, She'en lo Dam Besulim. Or, it was, they was, and they lost it. That's what Shitain is. So it's only again going based, and this is the whole chiddush of the Gemara here, that there's no proof, legitimate proof, that this woman is forbidden for him, right? Yet she's forbidden just for one reason, because he forbid her on him.
Even nowadays, plus in Kala, if they don't find any dam shulim, maybe it was just too small to be found, right?
Taisus says over here also, the Begus and Mukha says Enlam Damim. There's Bechlala Metzias today. Today, not all girls, when they get married, have Dam Besulim. Virgin hymenal bleeding.
Why?
Because a lot of times in today's world, if they use tampons, that could break the Besulim. If they horseback riding, that could break the Besulim. Or just the age can causes the psalm to be broken.
Age?
Yeah.
What does the age happen?
Because after the maturity of the body, it doesn't necessarily mean the hymen is still there, intact. It's possible. So today, nobody who gets married and there's no dam psalm, he can't come along and say, oh, she was Mazana. Or she wasn't a virgin, I want a refund.
No, I mean, Bachorim, they learn this all the time, then...
A lot of Bachorim don't learn this. A lot of the yeshivas skip this. Okay.
But, and... But some classes, they tell them about all this thing?
Yeah. Yeah, this is definitely... Okay, now the Gemara says like this. Four lines from the end of the page. Chi tema ma'isa shahoyo mipnei malei hasrua. Now the question is, if that's the case, why wasn't she forbidden? Okay, the David HaMelech, why didn't they forbid Bathsheba to live with David HaMelech?
Why did they forbid her to live with
David? In other words, why didn't they forbid her? In other words, the last statement of Rabbi Lozer was like the story that happened. Okay, so now he's explaining. Right. But the Gemara explained it to mean, the Maise means that over there she wasn't forbidden to David HaMelech because there was no Kinu Yestira. Right? So now the Gemara is explaining that. Mipnei Mala Yasru, why didn't they forbid her?
Why they should?
Huh?
Why they should? If it's no Kinu and Yestira, why they should? I don't get it.
Her husband was dead anyway.
Why should we?
The Gemara is just... The Gemara is...
It was after war.
The Gemara is going to talk about this.
In
other words, seemingly, if the knowledge of infidelity, because David HaMelech lived with Bathsheba before Uriah got killed.
Oh, really? That's not a good thing.
David HaMelech lived with Bathsheba before Uriah was killed.
How do we know?
That's the problem.
Because that's the story in Tanakh, the movie.
The movie.
Haven't seen it yet.
It's in the movie theater.
No, we'll have it the next week. We'll bring a screen. We'll show the movie.
It's the Living Torah.
Yeah, Living Torah. So the question is, if David HaMelech lived with Bathsheba. No, it was just explaining itself now. So Taka, why wasn't Bathsheba forbidden to David, for David HaMelech? So Gemara says, number one, awesome Einus Hava. Number one, because like Rashi says, I'll aid them harbe yodu. A lot of witnesses knew that David lived with Bathsheba. It was known that David HaMelech lived with Bathsheba before Uriah died. So why wasn't she awesome? So Gemara says, number one, because it was an onus. Awesome Hava Einus. Because it was forced against her will. Okay? Meaning,
she was forced against her will?
Yeah. Why? So the Mephoshim explained like this. Rashi explains it. So, not Rashi here. It says like this. Number one, David, the Pasuk says, David sent messengers and took her. When Uriah went to war, David Amal sent messengers to grab Bathsheba and bring him to him. Bring her to him. So it was against her will. Okay? Secondly, okay?
Even though it was against her, there is no reason that should be mutar for David.
Isn't it? You're talking about Tzaddik.
No, forget Tzaddik. But even though she was forced.
Oh, he's an interesting thing. The Mephoshim, the Rishonim, right, the Me'iri says an interesting thing. L'cheira David did it willingly, though. Okay, let's first explain the Gemara's answer, then we'll get what you're asking. The Gemara's answer is, Bathsheba was raped, officially, by David. Other Rishonim answer, because she was a minor, seduction of a minor is considered rape.
How old was she?
Because Bathsheba was a minor at the time, the Gemara says was Sanhedrin. Hmm? And the seduction of a minor is considered violation. Yeah, under 12. Okay, but the bottom line is interesting answer. The Gemara asks the question, Taka, why was Bathsheba not forbidden for David? Okay, he lived with her when Uriah was still alive. Right? So her should be forbidden. So Gemara answers two things. Number one, she was forced. What was forced? Either because she was a minor, or the pasuk says David HaMelech sent shluchim to bring her. That means she went against her will, which is interesting. And because she was, so to speak, raped, let's use that word just for clarification, she didn't become aser for David HaMelech. So the Me'iri says l'cheira, but David HaMelech did it willingly. David HaMelech did it willingly. So he answers from this answer of the Gemara, according to this answer of the Gemara, it says it comes out of a very special din. That if a woman was raped by a guy, a married woman, she could stay married to her husband, right? If the husband divorces her, she can marry the rapist.
Wow.
Because she was forced, even though the guy did it willingly, but it doesn't forbid her. Because it's only when both are consensual.
One second. She.
You understand? According to this answer of the Gemara, because that's what the Gemara's answer. One second. Relax. We don't know that yet. That's the second answer.
Oh.
You're jumping the gun.
Okay, sorry.
But the Gemara is answering, why wasn't Bathsheba aser for David?
Not that, but also why weren't they being killed?
Or no.
He was not
being No, killed. The Gemara's question is not. He says, why didn't Bezdin forbid David HaMelech to marry Bathsheba because he lived with her willingly? So one answer of the Gemara is she was forced. Memela. So she was mutter to marry David HaMelech later. David HaMelech did it willingly with her. So the Me'iri says from this answer of the Gemara you see that it's only when both are consensual then she's forbidden to the husband and to the guy who did it. But if she was raped, she's mutter for the husband and for the rapist. In other words, she's only forbidden for the guy that lived with her when she's forbidden to the husband. Asura lebal, asura lebal. If she's also for the baal, she's also for the guy that lived with her, right? But if she was raped, then she's not also for the baal, unless it was Eishes Kohen. She's not also to the baal, so then she's mutter to the baal also.
I thought there's no point of asura. I thought they get killed, no?
If there's Eishes no Eidim. There's no Eidim.
It's not Eishes Ish?
How do you know?
What do you mean, how do we know? He was not dead yet.
Huh?
He went to the war, he was not dead yet. You just said it.
Okay, we'll soon
that's
see.
That's the story.
Yeah, they had a get before.
They had a get.
What get?
They had a get. They always divorced their wives before they went to war.
So why is it also? Right. If they had a get, so why is it also? It can't go both ways.
Tysus learns over here. Rashi says, what's the question? Why wasn't she Aser? Gemara asks, why wasn't she Aser for David HaMelech? So Rashi said, because everybody knew about it. So it was like Edom. So
Tosfos
says, Veinira. Because maybe everybody knew about it, but the bro, there were no witnesses.
Everybody knew what?
Because nobody saw them having relations. Tosfos says, she b'fnei b'nei adam l'shimish.
Oh, if there is an
Edim,
then they kill
them,
right? They kill her.
Yeah.
But there's no Edim.
No Edim? Then they
will
kill David HaMelech too.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Only the Isha.
Yes. What are you talking about?
No, both.
A man lives with a...
You're right, both of them. In this is Parasha, I think. Yeah.
Huh?
This is Parasha, no?
One second. God forbid. If a man rapes a married woman,
okay,
does she get killed?
No.
No. What do you do to him?
Kill him.
No.
He gets killed.
Well, he gets killed.
We give him adultery.
We just right. said no.
He forced himself on a married woman. He gets killed.
If there's witnesses.
Oh, there are witnesses.
If there's witness, of course, if there's no witness, nobody gets nothing. If there are witnesses that a man raped a woman. Yeah?
So here in
Soka night of Eimer Sheila. Today's Pasha, right? This week's Pasha. If a guy in front of witnesses rapes a girl who's married, what do you do to the girl?
Nothing.
She can even go stay married to the husband, unless if he's a Kohen. That's the Sabbath.
She
what's that? She can marry, okay. What do you do to him? He committed adultery. He gets killed. If they're both consensual,
Both get killed.
But the Gemara is saying, Batsheva wasn't consensual. Either he took her against her will, so therefore, she can stay married to her husband, therefore, David HaMelech can stay married to her.
And so there is no Edim, he doesn't get killed either.
Right. How do you kill? You can't kill somebody. Even if the guy says, I did it, you don't believe him.
No. Because maybe don't someone doesn't make themselves Russian.
Right. By the way, this is for you. There's a Rashba in the Afyut Chesman. The Gemara says that. The famous Rashba that says, Ein of the Meisim is Atzmei Rosho, Leimer She'enei Chosid.
Which means?
To say that I'm not a Chosid?
Yeah. What's that? It's the Lashon of the Rashba. Ain't the meisim esatz me rasha. A person is not believed to make himself a rasha to say that he's not a chassid.
He's not believed
to say that I'm not a chassid.
Not a chassid.
Rashi not talking about chassidim. It's not. He's talking about.
I'm not. He's
but
not.
But that's the notion of Rashi.
Chassid.
He's saying not a chassid. Chassid.
Yeah, I mean, how could, what?
Okay. Anyway, so yeah. This is one. Let's go right.
You have to go through all Masirat Yesharim to become a chassid that he's talking about Rashba.
What's Masirat Yesharim?
The same person that wrote the Derech Hashem.
What's that?
The same person wrote the Novad
Hashem. One second. What did you say before? You said a person who says, you don't believe that when he says...
If a person makes himself a Rashi, you don't believe him.
You don't believe him.
But the Rashba says, if a guy says, I'm not a chassid, you also don't believe him. Okay, That's one answer to the question, why wasn't Batsheva forbidden for it? Now the Gemara is going to give the real answer. I'm not the real, but this is the halachic answer. The real reason why she did not become Asa for David HaMelech, Yehod, Amar Rav Shmuel, Ben Nachmeni, Amar Rabbi Einison, Amar Rav Shmuel, Ben Nachmeni, Son, Name of Rabbi Einison, Kol Ayet, Elo Mohammed's Beis David, whoever went to war in Mohammed's Beis David, get Krisis, Krisis, Le'ishtet. He wrote a get for his wife. Okay? Now,
No.
Look at the top Rashi. Rashi says, what does it mean? Shem Yomus b'mochamo, that if we'll die in the war, ye get miyeng sivose. It should be a get from the time he wrote it. In other words, they wrote a get, because otherwise, there's a problem over here. There's a yibum issue. Mm-hmm. And there's a MIA issue. Missing in action issue. Yeah? In other words, if a guy dies in war, yeah, even you know he died.
She's got the get.
She doesn't need to get. The guy died. But they have to do Yibum. Right? And then what happens is his brother's in a different country or different whatever.
So she has to wait?
So no, what they did was, this is what he also, Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos over here. Rashi learns, the get was written on a condition. The get was written on a condition that if he dies in war, the get is retroactively good.
But he still cannot get married to her until he dies.
1 second. David married Batsheva after Uriah died.
I thought you said he did it.
Yeah, I thought you just said
he lived with her before he died, but when did he marry her?
Oh, I see, after that. So he died.
Mine have Kamina. The Bia is not...
1 second. So Rashi learns, it's Rashi and also in Shabbos, where this original Gemara is. So also Rashi and Tesis over there. Rashi says here clearly, what was the get? She'im yamos b'mulchama. It was a get on a condition that if the guy would die in war, the get should be retroactively.
Right.
So let's say 3 months before he went to war for 3 months. Yeah. So the get is retroactively affected 3 months ago,
right,
which means two things: that when he dies, there's no yibum because the get goes back. So she's a divorced woman,
right,
not a widow. So there's no yibum. Okay, so Rashi says in this case, so Uriah was divorced because Lepeil,
right,
Uriah didn't come back. So then the get was retroactively good when he went to war.
Right.
So David HaMelech never lived with a married woman.
Exactly.
Because after he died,
right,
she was retroactively divorced.
Right. So, but the thing is, he only had a chasana after he knew for sure the guy died.
That was for sure.
Okay. So in other words, he didn't have a chasana 1 month after he took her, and then 2 months later the guy died.
So without going to Tosfos even, according to Rashi, the get was retroactively good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So after Uriah died, when was she divorced?
Before
he took her.
Before he went to war.
Yeah, right.
So then, David HaMelech never lived with a married woman.
No.
Correct.
No. Yeah. From that he was so. From the time that he went to war until he died, he was a Russia.
Huh? Yeah.
For that time period, limited time period, he was.
Forget David HaMelech.
Okay.
Let's forget him.
Yes,
a second.
Yes.
A guy writes such a get.
Mm-hmm.
Forget the David HaMelech's battles. A guy writes a get. I'm giving you a get on the condition.
If I die.
That 3 months from now.
Uh-huh.
Okay. That in 3 months from now, if I don't do something, it's a get from now.
Okay.
Let's say, right?
Yeah.
So a guy makes a condition. I'm giving you a get today on the condition that if 3 months from now I don't jump off the roof, the get is chal from now.
Beautiful. What happens if she gets married?
Then
she
commits adultery a month later.
Okay.
What do you do to her?
You have to, for that time period, you have to kill her.
Why? If 3 months
later... Because
the
3 months hasn't come up yet.
Yeah, but if 3 months later the guy doesn't jump off the roof, the get is retroactively before they committed adultery.
But if
yeah.
So then the pearl, what's the truth? Did he commit adultery or not?
But the
for a month,
happened.
Yes. Until.
No, he didn't. Because after the 3 months, it goes back retroactively.
Okay. But it hasn't, right, but it hasn't happened yet. That's the question.
Good. But you can't kill him on a doubt.
Yeah, but the killing,
you can't
yes.
kill him on a doubt. Can Besdin kill somebody on a doubt?
No.
No.
Okay, so now...
So one second.
Listen to me. Listen.
So
Rabbi, we are talking about somebody becoming Russia or not. You're not talking about killing.
Listen,
killing
that's
is
not the case. If a guy gives a get today, okay, and the condition that 3 months, something happens, yeah?
Yes.
Okay, and in those 3 months, the woman commits adultery. Yes?
Mm-hmm.
Can you kill the woman? Can Besdin kill the woman?
Killing is a different...
Can Besdin kill the woman? If there are two witnesses that they committed adultery?
Yes.
Now, isn't it possible that 2 months later the condition will be met and the get is retroactively good?
Yes, but it hasn't.
Then,
it hasn't.
But when it happens, it's going to be retroactively good.
Too late, too bad.
No! Because then he never committed adultery.
Let's talk about the being in Russia or not.
We're not talking about being in Russia. We're talking about... by the way, he ended up not being in Russia either.
Okay, fine. I'm not talking about David.
He ended up not being in Russia.
David HaMalach, somebody else. Same situation, David HaMalach, somebody else has it. Until the guy dies in battle, the get has not gone retroactively. Let's say he dies in 3 months. After a month, the guy lives with the woman. Right there and then, he's in Russia.
Not
there's no edim. There's no edim.
We don't know yet.
No,
what do you mean?
He's not effective. That's why he didn't adopt it. The gate was not effective. He's going to be effective in 3 months.
No, but in 3 months, it's going to become effective retroactively.
But it didn't happen yet.
Fine.
So what?
Until it becomes...
You can't kill somebody like that.
No, not
the
killing. No, but...
The is a dog. Huh? That's why
no, but doesn't he become a Russia? For a month, he's a Russia.
Who
until
cares
goes
if he's
back.
A Russia? Can he marry the
I'm
woman?
I'm talking about the
man. Can he marry the woman?
Yes, afterward, yes.
Let me ask you a question. The guy gives a get, okay? And a month later, she commits adultery with somebody. Consensual. Okay? The husband says, where she's fooling around. Yeah?
Where's the dove?
Now, eventually, 3 months later...
He dies.
The guy dies. Okay? Can this man and woman marry each other?
Yes.
Yes.
Not according to you. She committed adultery.
No. I said for 2 months, both of them be the shamayim. They have to die.
But
there are no witnesses.
But the God didn't kill him.
The get had not happened.
I know. But I
by the way, Tosis argues in Rashi, and Tosis learns that. So Rashi learns that the get was only on the Tanai. In fact, Tosis brings down Mahi Beisin Ayamin. What din does a woman have in those days? Tosis says, Rabbi Yehuda says she's an Eishes Tishchol Devarel. Okay, but the pearl you wouldn't kill her anyway. Tosis learns though that the get in David HaMelech's battle was not a conditional get.
What does that mean, conditional?
That makes it easier.
Rashi learns it was a conditional get.
Yeah,
that if I don't come
okay,
back. Taisa says no. Kayetel and Mechemes based David wrote a get effective to now.
No.
Oh.
No. Mm-hmm. Then it's good.
So then David HaMelech for sure never lived with an HSC.
Okay, fine. That
but I'm saying
no,
even according to Rashi, that's not the point, but even
no
according to Rashi. Lepoil Maisa Bepoil, did David HaMelech commit adultery?
No.
After. Because 3 months later it was shown
adultery
that 3 months ago she was never
right,
married.
No question of adultery for sure. The question is the rape. The rape. In other words, she was raped.
The quantity is answered. That's a different answer. There's no.
The reason they give the gift effectively right there and then is because what if the guy is missing in action? Then you never
right,
know
right. That's a tasteless
that's
learns.
Why he has a get.
Right.
Right, that's true. If there's a suffix, David Melch couldn't have married her. Right? If there was a suffix, David Melch couldn't have married her.
That's what Tosef, Rabbeinu Tam first, Grace of Get, Krisis, Legami, Beloishim, Tanai.
more sense, like Kesher's, to say without a tonight. This would cause less problems.
Yeah, it's a less problem. So what is the problem of Tosfos Bezrashi? You must see a problem, that's why he says no Tanai. What's the problem that
Tosfos... Tosfos has a whole bunch of questions. We'll see the Tosfos. Maybe we'll learn that Tosfos since then. There's a lot of problems with Rashi.
One of them is what I said.
But anyway, David problem did Teshuvah.
By the way, the Mefarshim say, the bottom... That Teshuvah first sin, the Gemara says, whoever says David HaMelech sinned made a mistake. Okay, that's what the Gemara says. But Pearl, the truth is, Uriah came back in the middle of the war.
It wasn't
dead. No. He came back for a visit.
Yeah.
And then, when he went the second time, then he died. So the Mefarshim explains, brings out, although Uriah did return from the battlefield, he calls him the Ramban and Ritva.
That was before
for a brief visit, but the condition was understood that at the end of the war, if you don't come back, not in the middle. Because the purpose of the get was for the end of the war.
When did he have the relation? After he came back or before?
Before he came back.
He had it. He had the relationship before he came back? So on the only way it works if the Tosfos...
No, Rashi also. Retroactively becomes a get.
The get comes back.
No, but at the end of the war he died.
Okay.
And the condition was for the end of the war.
Uriah know about it?
But the guy is alive. He comes back. His wife is somebody
else. He went back to war.
Okay, but he's
so the first get is still effective.
Where was his wife when he came back?
There is no doubt then. There
must be once. Yeah, tell me
what.
Was she with David HaMelech when he came back or no?
He couldn't, but
then
he
got
a get.
Now
he get. That's why.
Oh, he couldn't take David to court?
Yeah.
That he has a relationship with my wife?
It was high miss anyway.
He was supposed to get killed. Why did David HaMelech send to the war?
Yeah.
He was made it by Malchus.
He was what? Yeah.
He built against David.
What was the reason again?
He was dead.
He said, Adoni Yoav.
So he's already dead.
Yeah.
Adoni Yoav.
Well, it doesn't necessarily work like that.
Yeah. David HaMelech was looking for pretexts. It looks like.
What happens? This happened, by the way. Stay with the native Yudah, but native Yudah story is a different ending. What happens if wartime, this was a very common problem. Two Edom came and testified somebody died. Okay? And the Besdin, proper Besdin, allowed the woman to remarry. Yeah? Then the husband shows up.
Whoops. What's the problem?
What do you do?
He's possible dead. Marriage?
He's dead. So the guy's alive.
You puzzle the first
just
marriage.
Like how he came back.
No, so the story, the native Yehuda, they didn't know, they brought the guy to the native Yehuda, the native Yehuda looked at him and said, Torah says, you're dead, and the guy dropped dead on the spot.
Okay. But, oh,
but not everybody's the native Yehuda to do that.
Sheesh, man, poor guy.
What? She's forbidden for both.
Poor guy, man. He has to die because of this?
Not die. He dropped dead. No, Torah said he's dead.
Why so he died.
Huh?
Why she's forbidden for both of them?
Because LaBelle, she committed adultery.
We had Adrian.
But the husband is, obviously they were wrong because the husband wasn't Chias Amesim.
So you don't know who said you're dead, he still had to divorce him.
The Pashtas.
Oh, he has to divorce, then he divorced her after the guy died?
No.
He said he's dead.
No, they even said no. That,
what?
She was able to be with him.
She can't go with the first husband. Imagine Lamar someone the
no, husband.
Couldn't
no,
they just
no.
Bust the marriage?
Adultery. No, because they were both...
The Shilas, is it called honest or not?
Yeah, if it's forced.
So maybe she can go back to the first husband.
No?
If you're going to say what Besdin ruled, and therefore she did based on Besdin, it's called Kshayga. I don't know if you can... I don't know.
Like honest.
Today they basically just say you weren't married to begin with? The first marriage?
Yeah, but that's because it wasn't kosher. But those weddings were kosher.
Yeah. What's
didn't
he had no choice to
say
you're dead and he died.
Rabbi is doing it.
But does that sound fair to you? Come on. He died because he says you have to be dead and that's it? Why does he have to die because of this problem?
Don't go
that's
to
not
war.
Fair.
Nobody should go to war.
I don't know. That doesn't sound fair. Fair
ahead. That's what happened.
You don't ask questions on this show, yeah?
What?
Just like a little girl on the tree, the virginity comes back.
Yeah, but you mentioned also another interesting question with this. Eliyahu Navi went alive up to heaven. Yeah? Mrs. Eliyahu Navi is allowed to remarry?
What?
Mrs. Eliyahu Navi.
There's only one aid.
Or Rabbi Shua ben Levi also didn't die. He jumped into the Gemara says in Ksubas. That could jumped into Gan Eden.
Okay.
Right? He didn't die. Huh?
The 10 when we went to
Gan Eden. Yeah, but Lepo died. But they pushed.
Did he give a get before he died? Before he went up?
No. So the question is Mrs. Eliyahu Navi? It's spoken about in Shechonah, by the way.
Yeah?
What's the it says, my nafkamina. In case it happens, such a story. Or a stam.
It's happened.
Oh, she didn't get married anyway.
Was she allowed to?
Right, what's that's the allowed? Question. What do you do?
Why?
Huh?
Why she's allowed? Eliyahu is coming back and forth.
Yeah.
No, he went up to heaven alive.
Why? She's not. He's not in this world. Why she's not allowed?
That's the question.
The whole thing
is she allowed to get
married? The whole thing he's not.
Yes. Honey, I'm home.
It depends. The halachic, I'll tell you what the halachic issue is. The Mishnah says, at the beginning of Gedushin, Isha Niknes, Bekesesh Tarbiya, Bekenes Atzma, how does she get her freedom? With get, or Misa Sabal. Right? Now, why, when a husband dies, is a woman allowed to remarry?
Because he's dead.
She's not.
There's two ways of looking at it. There's two ways of looking at it. One is, the Torah says, Leisinef Eishes Reyacha, the wife of your friend, right? If the guy's not around, she's not a wife of your friend anymore. Now, the one way, one reason why death, there's two reasons you could say in Allah, which is depending on this question, about Eliyahu Navi's wife. Why does death permit a woman to remarry? Is it because there's just no husband? And Torah says you can't have somebody else's, the wife of a person, but there's no husband. So if there's an aguna, the husband is missing, maybe he'll come back. Right? There's a big biblical doubt. But if you know for sure he's not coming back, okay, is that going to permit her? Or is the act of dying what permits her? In other words, just like a get, when the guy gives a get to the wife, that action permits her, correct? The question is death the same thing? The act of his dying is an action that permits her to remarry.
No,
that's not what permits her to remarry. What permits it to remarry is there's no husband.
Oh, there you go.
Now, what's the difference?
Nullifies the
concept. Eliyahu Navi never died.
Right.
But there was no husband.
Right.
So if what permits her in death is the fact that there's no husband, so then she's allowed to remarry. There's no husband.
Right, he doesn't exist on earth.
He's not here. For sure he's not here.
Right.
He didn't go maybe to China or to...
Right.
But if you say what permits a woman is the death of the husband, the act of dying is like the act of giving a get, then Eliyahu Navi's wife would be forbidden.
I have a question. If the husband is an astronaut and he goes into space, is she the
No, he's coming back.
I'm saying, if the husband goes on a one-way trip to Mars, he's not coming back, and she remarries.
No, because he still exists.
He could come
back.
Space.
He could come back. Well, Eliyahu Navi didn't go up to space. He's not on Mars.
Okay, so...
He's not here in the world.
So
he's not here in the world.
It's the world. They pass in that he dying is because he's not around.
Right.
So she could get married.
Right.
So it's not the act of it. It's just the fact that it's not that there's no husband.
They can't. The husband has to give a get.
Did they review the time they did it?
No. What did they do? You told the guy you died.
So missing an action should be the same, yeah?
They didn't give her a get.
They testified
that he died.
Rabbi, so missing...
They didn't give a get.
Missing in action also, he's not around anymore. So
no,
she can get
that?
Maybe he is. Maybe he is around.
Yeah.
You don't know he's around. Maybe
it's
he's around.
It's a doubt. You don't
So
you can't marry
them,
if there's a doubt, she can't get married.
For
Eliyahu Hanavi,
yeah.
Eliyahu Hanavi is no doubt. He was for sure not here. Torah said he went up.
But what, we always hear he's back around doing other
things. That's a neshama, malach.
No different.
Not a person.
No goof.
They see him, they
toss
him in the market.
No, he doesn't look like Eliyahu Hanavi used to look.
A different body.
Yeah.
Makes you think.
Oh, imagine, not imagine, like fact. Moshiach is coming right now. Mm-hmm. So the wife that I married somebody else. Okay, the husband died, and the wife married somebody else. Moshiach is coming right now.
Right.
So what's going to be the husband?
Tchias Amesim. Right. What happens if she was married to five husbands?
No. She married to
when they all Tchias Amesim. Elizabeth back, she's Taylor. Married to five husbands.
Worried about Elizabeth Taylor.
Yeah, right. What happens to Elizabeth Taylor? Does she have five husbands? Ten husbands?
Is it halacha or no?
We spoke about it in halacha.
Yeah. Yeah. What happens? Do we know the answer?
What happens? Atechiyat hametim. The guy has five wives, or vice versa.
Or vice versa, right. Does everyone have their
wives? Mashiach comes, he can have many wives. Chemir Ben Gershom is going
to
be off.
Well, what, can you have any husbands, though? What if she was married to three?
Basha, my grandmother stays married to the second husband.
My grandmother was married twice. She's going to have both husbands.
No, get about husbands.
What? So which second one does she stay with?
Second one?
I thought the first one is usually considered the Besher.
Depends if she had kids in the first and not kids in the first.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. Why more money?
What if the first loved her, though? He says, I can't be with her now.
Who? I don't know. I don't remember what the Paschal Pearl is discussed.
Good question. It sounds like it's very complicated.
It's a very realistic question.
It's a very complicated question.
He's got to figure all these things out.
Yeah, like the poor first guy's going to be lonely. Like, I was only married to one wife. I can't be with her now.
No, there are dinim l'mashul. Even about burial. Does the husband get buried by his first wife or his second wife?
What are they going?
So if there are no kids from the first wife, then he's connected to the second wife. If there's kids from the first wife, he's still connected to the first wife.
Oh. No, please don't say that, Rabbi.
We have a long way to go, Rabbi.
No such luck.
I know.
So,
I don't understand. But so what is the Sefer Kriyatut all about?
What?
I mean, you cut, finish.
No, it doesn't have to be buried. No, that's speaking by death. If it's a get, it's cut.
Oh, before there is a get.
No, if a guy dies, then the question who
dies when?
If a guy has married to a woman and she dies, and then he remarries,
okay.
Who does he get buried next to?
Right.
Oh, who next to?
So if he has children, he gets buried to his first.
Right.
And if not, he goes to the second.
Right.
That's interesting. That's a very interesting one.
A lot about everything.
Wow.
The question was going to be Mashiach comes with the Eishes Ish stories.
And if he doesn't get married and he dies, he has to get buried next to the first wife?
Not by a get, I'm saying by death.
Oh, but they get once the
get is done, finished. Right.
Will the woman allowed to have multiple husbands after Mashiach comes? No? Just one of them? That's it? What do the other guys do? Hashem gives them different words. Don't know. That's very complicated. I mean, these are emotions we're talking about here. We're talking about, this is emotion. I mean,
that's my emotion. Don't about halacha.
The halacha is nice, but we're talking about people's emotions, and love, attachments. I mean, people are attached.
I'm gonna go home.
Okay, we'll leave it here.
Rabbi, question.
What?
You spoke about...